The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
First reading is from Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, are one of the little clans of Judah, for you shall come forth for me, one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be one of peace.
Please stand for the gospel.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child,
You may be seated.
The hill country in Judea is the last place that you would expect to find a prophecy fulfilled or find a miracle revealed. The hill country of Judea doesn't offer spectacular vistas or beautiful beaches. It would certainly not be a vacation destination. The nomadic tribes who called this region home were not among the rich or powerful. In fact, the hill country of Judea is a rather forgotten place, a land of high plateaus cut by deep gullies. The mosaic of bare hilltops rising above rugged valleys. The land itself is rough, secluded, often forgiving. Probably a lot like San Diego's canyons looked before population and before irrigation. The hill country of Judea is about the last place that you would expect to discover God. Joan Serraro is an author and an illustrator who wrote a beautiful book about 15 years ago titled Whole Earth Meditation. It's not about the grocery store. She writes this in the book. No matter where we walk, we will find that God has been there before us. God's name is written everywhere, on every layer. Go to the place called barren. Stand in the place called empty. And there you will find God. Elizabeth, the much older cousin of Mary, knew all about the place called barren. She had stood for many, many years in that place called empty. For most of her life, her family and friends saw her as forsaken, abandoned by God, an object of pity, a target of scorn. But one day, in that land of high plateau, that land of rugged valleys, the one who had been barren became fruitful. And the one who had stood in that place called empty was now filled. One day, in that last place you would ever expect to find God, two surprising babies met and danced to the beat of their mother's joy. In an extraordinary moment, two pregnant women, Mary, too young to be pregnant, at the very beginning of her life, and Elizabeth, too old to be pregnant, nearing the end of her life, two pregnant women greeted each other in wonder and delight. Once empty, the older woman now carried the herald of the Lord, the last of the Old Testament prophets. With the birth of her son John, that pattern, that cycle of prophets that began with Elijah would now become complete. Elizabeth, whose husband Zechariah was a priest of the temple, knew the history of her people. She knew that the Ark of the Covenant had been carried before the Israelites as they journeyed through the wilderness for those 40 years. As a vital symbol of Jewish faith, the Ark of the Covenant contained the Law of Moses, the very Word of God written on stone. It also contained an urn holding some manna, that bread from heaven that sustained God's people when they were in the wilderness And it also contained the staff of Aaron, Moses' brother, the sign of priesthood, a sign of leadership. Elizabeth knew the history of her people. And that day, standing there in her little village home, she knew that this was the last place you would ever expect to find God. And yet, now, Mary entered her house and embraced her, and Elizabeth was amazed to find the new ark standing right before her. This ark, not made of wood, not made of gold, but the body of a young girl carrying the bread of life, the true high priest within her. When she embraced Mary, Elizabeth knew instantly that everything had changed. That everything that her people had longed for, freedom, forgiveness, salvation, everything that her people had longed for, that she herself had longed for, was now alive among them. In a world where women could not legally testify, Elizabeth becomes God's witness, testifying to the truth. Elizabeth says, "Who am I that the Savior of my, that the mother of my Lord would come to me?" The moment your greeting, she says to Mary, "the moment your greeting rang in my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who believed that the promises of God would come true." Today, her witness reminds us that we too are blessed, that God is within us as well. No matter how barren or how forsaken we might feel, Elizabeth shows us how to stand unafraid in those places called barren and empty, and how to wait for the Lord. In our world, where the bodies of women and children are too often abused and discarded, where the bodies of the poor and the hungry and the homeless are stepped over and ignored, Mary and Elizabeth remind us that our bodies, all bodies, are temples. Mary and Elizabeth remind us that we are wholly loved, wholly blessed, and wholly redeemed. They remind us, too, that no matter where we walk, we will find that God has been there before us. God's name is written everywhere, on every layer. They remind us that God's glory still shines on all people in places that the world might ignore. And they remind us that sometimes God surprises us. In these final days of Advent, these days that are filled with hope and promise, these are also days, most of all, of surprise. So let your heart sing that song of Mary's defiance and praise. Our God is a God of surprise, and this Advent season you are being called from your barren and empty places to do wondrous things. With the birth of Jesus, everything changed. And we are blessed to continue that change momentum that the birth of Jesus started. Now we proclaim the greatness of the Lord and rejoice in him. Now we must favor the weak and the lowly ones. We are called to fill the hungry with good things and to lift up the humble and proclaim justice to all. Now that is our song. May the God of surprise fill you with hope and promise today and always. And may the God of surprise take you from your barren and empty places and fill you with the bread of heaven, with the holy word, and with the peace and joy that comes in the fellowship of believers. Amen.